Today we're going to discuss whether a house needs a door in order to be chayiv mezuzah. And we'll also try to discuss what you do when there are multiple doors in the house, if it's possible that some of them don't need mezuzah, steer in the Gemara, from Daf Lamed Gimel to Daf Lamed Daled. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll also try to discuss whether if a lot of times when people move into homes, so they're moving into old homes that sometimes are in disrepair, and sometimes you have doors that just don't work anymore, especially sliding doors. Really old sliding doors tend to not work anymore. So the question is, if you're moving into a house where a door doesn't work, is that door, chayiv mezuzah, is still have a din of a door? What has to happen in order to take away the status of a door from a door? And in the context of discussing that, we'll see a phenomenal chiddush from Rav Moshe, a couple of phenomenal chiddushim from Rav Moshe. But let's start with the beginning. We have a Gemara here, Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Reish Galusa Bana Beisa, the Reish Galusa built a house, Amalei the Rav Nachman, so he told Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzta, I want you to put up a mezuzah for me. Amar Rav Nachman said, okay, Tali Dashi Bereisha, you want me to put up a mezuzah, you got to put up a dashi, a desha first. So what in the world is going on here? Three basic shitos in Rishonim. First shitos Rashi. Says Rashi, Hamid hasifa bebinyan tchila v'acharkach kavinu ha-mezuzos de-gamrin mitzitzis t'chsiv batasev lo mina asui. That you need to put up a door post if you want me to put up a mezuzah, because I can't put up a mezuzah on a plank of wood and then make that into a door post. Just like by tzitzis, we have a concept of tasev lo mina asui. If you have a beged, let's say, which has three corners, and then you take a little corner of cloth that's detached from that beged, you tie tzitzis on it, and then you sew that corner of cloth onto the beged, that is not a kosher pair of tzitzis. Ta'aseh v'lo mina asui. The tying of the tzitzis has to be what makes the pair of tzitzis kosher. It can't be something that is sort of self-made. So he says, that's why you have to put up door posts first, and then we could put up the mezuzah. That is Shitas Rashi, what's going on in our Gemara. The second shita is Shitas Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos on the page, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, it's probably here somewhere in the Maror Makomos also, but anyway, Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says that no, that's not what's going on. It's not that Tali Dashi Bereisha means put up the doorpost. Rather, Tosfos says, Pirush Pekuntras Hemer Asif in Tchila, Shim Loke Navle Tasav Lamed Asif in Kashe, Davle Lameimar, Kava Sifi Bereisha. If he wanted to say put up doorposts first, he should have said put up door posts first. Dashi means, or a desha, means a door. It doesn't mean a door post. So the Lashon of the Gemara is not at all precise, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the issue was that they didn't have door posts. The issue wasn't that they didn't have doors. So why does the Gemara say doors? Also, the Gemara seems to be out of place, if it's really about the door posts. Says Tosos, Venir Lefaresh, the high besa, the bana resh galusa, hainu kugon pischa ben gavri lebein nashi, the salak mina, umishum hekert sir karmele tali dasha beresha. Meaning that it was common in homes back in the day that they had certain rooms that were meant for women to hang out in, like the kitchen. It is becoming common again, by the way, in Haredi society. I just read an article online that it's becoming common that on Shabbos meals, when you invite company in certain segments of Haredi society, that the women eat in the kitchen and the men eat in the dining room. Anyway, so so it was common that there was a beis hanashim and a beis anashim, place where the women would hang out, place where the men would hang out. So essentially it's just a fancy way of saying two rooms in the same house. And there was a doorway between the two rooms. When you have a door from the outside going into the house, so there's no suffix about where you put the mezuzah. It's on the right side of the doorway going into the house. All the sveikos we discussed yesterday, which side of the door do you put the mezuzah, is when you're dealing with two rooms within the same house. What's called going in and what's called going out? Because each way you're going into one room and out of the other room. So how do you know which right side you put it on? Do you put it on the right side going into the kitchen or the right side going into the living room? So Tosfos says that's what's going on in our Gemara. That you needed the Heker Tzir, because in order to determine which side to put it on, one of the ways to tell, as we mentioned yesterday, is to see which way the door swings. Whichever way the door swings in, we assume that's the room you're going into. Just like over here in this room, the door goes into the room. It's obvious that this is the room. That's just the hallway. So too, when you have two rooms, whichever one the door goes into, we assume that's the going into room. And therefore, you would put it on the right side going in. As we mentioned yesterday, that is not the end-all and be-all, determining which way the door goes. That's when there's no other indication of which room is the real room, or which derech is the real derech. Absent any other indication, the Hekert Seer will tell you. Which way the door swings will tell you. So Tos says it must be that there was no other indication, so they had to rely on this, they had to rely on the Hekert Seer. That is the Shita of Tosos. Third Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is the most controversial Shita, gets the most ink, certainly. The Rambam is explicit in both the Tshuva, in Simon Shin Lamed Hei, and in the Mishnah Torah. Take a look at Mishnah Torah, it's a little bit easier to read. In source number 9, Asara Tanan Yesh Babayis V'achar Kach Yischayiv Hadar Bo Lasos Lo Mezuzah. 10 things a house needs, and then, after you do those 10 things, the guy who lives there has to make a mezuzah. V'imchaser Tanay Echad Mehen Potter Min a Mezuzah. If you're missing any of these Tanayim, you're potter from a mezuzah. Ve'ilu Hein. Shiyebo arba amos al arba amos al yeser. Needs to be 4x4 amos or larger. Vishetihiyenolo shtei mezuzahs, need 2 doorposts. Vielo mashko, if you need the crossbar. Vitielo tikra, there needs to be a ceiling. Vielo delosos, and needs doors. So right there, we can stop right there. Says the Ravid, Vielo delosos, kasva Ravid zal, amr avram. Shilo delosos, lo nemar. Elim shum hekert seer. No, it never said anywhere in the Gemara that you need doors. What did the Gemara say? That he wouldn't put up the door for the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman wouldn't put up the mezuzah, rather, for the Reish Galusa until the door was up. But not because you need a door in order to put up the mezuzah, because like Tulsa said, you need Hekert Seer. You need to know which way is in and which way is out. That's what was going on in the Gemara. They just needed to know which way was in, which way was out. So that's what they needed the Hekert Seer for, but there's no requirement that you need doors. So that's the Ravid Shita. Good. So the Ravid criticizes the Rambam. You're against what my reading of the Gemara. Great. The Rambam will say, fine, I'm against your reading of the Gemara. I'm exactly like my reading of the Gemara. The way I read the Gemara is, he said, hang up doors before I put up mezuzah. Why is he asking him to hang up doors before he puts up mezuzah? Must be, because you're not chayv mezuzah unless there's a door on the doorway. Absent the door, you're not chayv mezuzah. That is the Shita of Rambam. Fascinating tshuva from Moshe. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but we'll go through major chunks of it, maybe. In source 8 Aleph, it was Moshe Yerdeich El Galv Sim Kuf Ayin Vav. And I was fascinated by this tshuva, because this is the exact shaila that I've been discussing for days that I have in my house between my dining room and my kitchen, where we have a doorway, where I've told you in the past, I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, that in order to decide which way is going in, which way is going out between two rooms, first thing we look at is which one is deeper into the house. So if, let's say, I walk into my house, I get into my living room first, and then to go deeper, I'd go into my kitchen, so clearly it's on the right side going into the kitchen, because it's deeper into the house. Next thing you'd look at, if there were two rooms side by side, neither one is deeper into the house, you'd look at Rove, which way you go, which direction you go in more frequently. If you don't, if they're even, then you'd go with which way the door swings. That's when you would go with Hekert Seer. That's the basic outline of how you determine which side you have the mezuzah on. So I have a spot in my house between my kitchen and my dining room, side by side. There is no rove. We go equally from one way between the kitchen and dining room to the kitchen. And there's no door. We don't have a door on the doorway. So someone asked for Moshe, Rav Hagon, Rav Shalom Halevi Kugelman, asked Rav Moshe, "Bidvar Pesach shebein shnei chadarim ba'ofen shetzarech hekert seer leida makom kviz hamezuzah v'lasu delas." In a situation where you need a hekert seer, you need to see which way the door swings in order to know which side to put up the mezuzah. Only problem is you don't have a door. Shelchein in the Pesach hazeh hekert seer shorahori yedidi. So this rabbi paskin sheyachal lekva mezuzah beit tzachirtze. Put up the mezuzah whichever side you want to put up the mezuzah on, because there's no right or wrong. Whichever one you want is good enough. Okay? How would you have paskened? If there's no way to put up one way or the other, there are three logical possibilities. Can you think of what the three possibilities are?
Both, none, or one.
Both, none, or one, right? Now, which right side, left side? It's obviously the right side, but which way, right? So both none or one are the three logical possibilities. So Moshe is going to discuss all those possibilities. This rabbi who was Shoel said that it's got it's got to be whichever one you want, because it definitely needs a mezuzah. It's a doorpost. Assuming you don't pass like the Rambam, that you don't need a door to be chayv mezuzah, and we don't pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes it because it's the Rambam. He's not going to not quote it, but he acknowledges that Rov Rishonim are not like the Rambam. So he quotes as the Stam, the Halacha, not like the Rambam. Just quotes the Yesh Omrim that the like the Rambam. So assuming we don't pass like the Rambam, which we don't, it definitely needs a mezuzah. It's a doorpost. It's in your house. The room is chayv mezuzah. Why wouldn't it need a mezuzah? So this rabbi logically said, you can't figure out which, there's no halacha that tells you which side to put it on, so it must be that the Torah is giving you options. Meaning, do we have to assume that everything is mandated by halacha? Do you have to assume that, you know, that the Hilchos Mezuzah will tell you every single detail? Maybe sometimes it leaves an end open somewhere where you're able to figure it out on your own. So choose one way or the other. Now, on the flip side, if you look all the way at the end of this tshuva, all the way at the end, it's a long tshuva. Acharzman Herili Yedidi Harava Gon Rav Tuvia Goldstein Shlita. Rav Tuvia Goldstein, I think, was a downstairs neighbor of Rav Moshe on the Lower East Side. Also a big posek, and they were apparently very close friends. So he says, Rav Tuvia Goldstein showed me Shebesheilas Yaivitz Ika Sheilazu, that Rav Yaakov Emden was asked this exact Shaila, because of Shemisafek Yase Beis Mezuzos Al Shnei Atzadim. Rav Yaakov Emden said, two, make them both sides. Velo near is a klal. Rav Moshe said, I don't think that's correct at all. So, okay, so that possibility is out there. Now, why would you say you make on both sides? What's the svara? It's very pashto svara. It's savidar aysel chomer, but it's an assumption. I mean, the underlying assumption is that there is a correct side. Meaning, saying you can pick which one you want is essentially saying there is no correct or incorrect side. No doorway is chayiv in two mezuzah. Every door is chayiv in one mezuzah. If it's 50-50, it's not a suffix which one it is. It could be the halacha is that it could be either one, because there is neither side that's any better than the other. So it's not a suffix which side you put it on. It's a choice which side you put it on. Whereas the Shailas Yaivitz that he's quoting at the end is that no, it's a suffix. One of them must be correct. Meaning, let's say you go through that doorway 1,000 times. Chances are you can go through it in one direction 501 times, in the other direction 499 times. It's not going to be an even split of 500-500. And that way that you go more often, that's going to be it. That's going to be the way that's the correct way. And therefore, you just don't know which one it is, because it's so hard to measure these things. So therefore, you put on both sides, midin safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Rav Moshe rejects both of those possibilities. Both the possibility of putting it on whichever side you want, and the possibility of putting it on both sides. So says, and the rayas behind the rejection are based on this machlokas that we just learned. So let's see what Moshe has to say. He says, V'raya mimashel. So first he says, Hinei lo nochal nasos kein. I don't think it's correct to just choose a side. Back at the beginning of the tshuva, ki rak b'makom echad yadua tzarich likva v'lo shayich litlos b'ratzon ha'adam v'ayom yikva b'tzad zeh v'machar b'tzad ha'sheni. So what a joke that would be. That means on this 8 Aleph, source 8 Aleph, I think it's in the packets, is it? Yeah. So he says, what a joke that would be. On one day you'll have your mezuzah on one side, then the next day you'll be like, nah, I'm feeling the other side today, and you'll just move it to the other side. And back and forth whenever you want, is that okay? That can't be. V'raya mimashil pirshatosus menachas daf lamed gimel ayri hadam rav nachman l'reish kolusa tali dash reisha bepischa debein bein gavri lebein nashi. What did Tosa say in our sugya that Rav Nachman told the reish kolusa you need to put up the door before I hang a mezuzah? The salim mina umishum heker tzir. Why do you need to hang up the door? Mishum heker tzir ka'amar le'tali dash reisha, because I need to see which way the door swings so I could know which room is the inside, which room is the outside. Mashma. Why did he need to hang a door? Just leave it without a door. And you want to know which one to put it up, which side to put it up on? Whichever one you want. Why do you have to have him hang the door? Rav Nachman's driving the Reish Kalusa crazy. You need a door over here so I can figure out where to put up the mezuzah. Why does he need a door? Just put it up whichever side you want. It must have been a case where there was no other, obviously from the fact that they were going to follow Heker Tzir, it must have been that there was no other determinant that would have told them which side to put it on. Meaning the rooms, it was like my kitchen and my dining room. There was no room that was further in. There was no room that was more common to go. Everything else was even. So why hang a door? Just put up whatever side you want. The fact that he told them to put a door up shows that you can't just hang it on whatever side you want. And it's not allowed. Which is unbelievable, because that would mean that I am mechuyev, l'chor at this point at least, I mean I am mechuyev to go buy a door and put a door up between my, and make sure it's not one of those swinging doors that go back and forth. So I'll just cause myself more trouble. But go buy a door that swings one way, get my carpenter to come and put up a door. So Rav Moshe says, reject the raya. You shouldn't need Rav Moshe to reject this raya. Why did he have to tell him? Again, the raya was that the fact that he told him, I need you to hang a door, shows that you couldn't just put it up on whatever side you want when you don't have a door. Because then he wouldn't have told him to hang a door, he just would have left it without a door and put it up on whichever side he wanted.
Put the door on whatever side you want.
What?
You put the door on whatever side you want.
So?
Why would the door change?
Oh, it does change. Once the door is up, so that is the determinant. What was the case over here? Reish Galusa had just built a house. Was it an option for him to just not hang doors ever? Is that how you understood the Gemara? He was thinking about having a doorless house. He's a very public personality, so he likes he likes to be very transparent. So he was going to have no doors in his house, and he told Rav Nachman, "Do me a favor, put up mezuzah." Rav Nachman's like, "Listen, buddy, you need doors." What, the Reish Galusa wasn't going to put up doors? Oh, Pasha reading the Gemara, I thought, was Reish Galusa was planning on having doors the entire time. He just figured, I'll get ahead of the game, I don't have to think about mezuzahs, put up my mezuzahs now, I'll put up my doors, whatever, The way construction works is the doors are the last thing to go in. Everything else has to be done. The carpet's done, the tile, everything else is done, because then they got to size the door to, whatever, everything else gets done before the doors. Doors are the very last thing that goes in. So, that's probably what happened. It was the end of construction job. And, he said, put up the mezuzahs, I'll put up the doors later. So Nachman said, no, if you're going to put up the doors later, then I have no idea which way to put the mezuzah. Why? Not because when you don't have a door, you're not allowed to choose. You are allowed to choose when you don't have a door. But he knew this was not going to be a Pesach without a door. It was going to have a door eventually. And once it has a door, it was going to have a correct and incorrect side. So he said, I'm not just going to put it whatever side I want now, because if I put it on whatever side I want, I might be wrong. Because as soon as you hang that door, it might prove me right or wrong. So put up the door first, and then I'll know. It just didn't sound that way. I mean, the Gemara is clearly not saying that. Because he's saying... Because then what's Rav Nachman correcting him about? What was the discussion? What was the machlokas? Reish Galusa said, put up mezuzah. So what did Rav Nachman have to correct? If Reish Galusa was saying, put up mezuzah and I'll put up a door later, to conform to wherever you put the mezuzah.
So maybe Rav Nachman wasn't thinking that Reish Galusa was okay,
fine. But in Rav Nachman's mind, that wasn't going to happen. So the point is, though, Rav Moshe's raya is not a great raya. Because his whole raya is, why didn't Rav Nachman just put it up on whatever side he wants? Elamai must be that you're not allowed to put it on whatever side you want. No, that case was different. That case was a case where they planned on having a door eventually. So you couldn't put it on whatever side you want. Yeah?
That's not passive in ours,
huh? If what?
If you put it on before the door.
We'll discuss, according to the Rambam. We're going to get to that. So Rav Moshe says at the end of the day, you know what, maybe that's not the best raya. And he quotes, gives that reason. He says, but wait a second. He says, maybe the Dechiyas HaRaya that I just said is not the best Dechiyas HaRaya either. Had I reject the raya, that he knew that there were going to be doors put up eventually, so there was going to be a correct side eventually. Did he need the Reish Galusa to put up doors in order to figure out which side was going to be the correct side? There's a simpler way to figure out which side is going to be the correct side. Ask the Reish Galusa where he plans on hanging the doors. Where's the door going to be over here? Oh, it's going to be swinging in that way? Okay, now I know. He had to have him actually put up doors? What would he have to have him put up doors for? Elamai, says Rav Moshe, it sounds more like without a door and without any other indication of which way the mezuzah is supposed to go, you can't just choose whichever side. You need to build a door and figure out which side. So he said, I'm back to my raya. Again, he rejected the raya by saying, come on, eventually there had to be in the plans to build a door there. So that's why he needed to have him hang the doors. But Rav Moshe says, no, he didn't need him. Then he shouldn't have needed him to hang the doors. He should have just asked him where the doors are going to be. Or you know what he could have asked him? Put up the hinges. Just put up the hinges. And I'll see which side the hinges go. You don't need to dangle the door itself. Rav Moshe says, but still, ulai yesh lilchok dafim b'dvar av yikva hamakom shiyas hekert sir yesh lach shamarcha yachzor mashom rata. Maybe you want him to dangle the doors, because if he tells him, tell me which way you want the doors to go, he's afraid the guy will change his mind. Because that happens in construction a lot also. You're building a house, I think we'll use this room as the living room and that room as the dining room. Well, you know what, we have so much company, we'll... And, you know, it's fluid. You could always change it. There's no kvias. So he was afraid that maybe, you know, the guy's wife would say, whoa, come the next day. You picked all the wrong ways for the doors to go, which inevitably happens. So maybe that's what he's afraid of. So he said, you know, put up the doors first and then we'll deal with it.
Would that be a problem if the door is initially supposed to be one way, then it switches its purpose? Can you then move the mezuzah?
You would then have to move the mezuzah.
But is that a problem, like Mikar, that the mezuzah was on the wrong side? Or
it would just be a hassle, because you have to keep in mind, probably the way they made these mezuzahs was they made a hole in stone, in the stone doorpost. That would have been a big hassle. And a bit of an eyesore on the other side of the doorpost. So Rav Moshe says, okay, so I don't have a raya from Tosfos that you can't choose whichever side you want. But he says, I do have a raya from the Rambam. What's my raya from the Rambam? Look at the bottom paragraph over there on... You know, in Eid Aleph, in the Aval B'Tshuvas HaRamba. Aval B'Tshuvas HaRamba L'Chachmi L'Nil Shevi HaKas Mishra Perek Vav Yimzuz Alachei Mashma Vadai Kida Kasavti. Says the Rambam says exactly like me. Tal Masha Chachmi L'Nil Hikshu D'mi Gemara Mashma D'lo Nemar Tali Dash B'Resha Eli Mishum Heket Tzir G'lo Mishum Shetzor K'losos. What did the L'Chachmi L'Nil say to the Rambam? You saw the Tshuvas HaRambam. Chachmi L'Nil said to the Rambam, I don't understand where you get this idea that you need a door. We hold like Tosfos. That all you need, all that they had to hang the door for is to figure out the Akertzir. Same thing the Ravid said to the Rambam. What are you talking about door? We hold like Tosfos. We read like Gemara like Tosfos. So Heshiv, the Rambam responded, Shemuchrach lefarish at Tzorek Tlosos Dafka, Vishagam Arish Kalusa Yodazeh. It has to be that you need doors Dafka, not just a Akertzir. And the Reish Kalusa knew that the whole time. But the Reish Kalusa thought, Achay Yisover Diachaluk Vamazuz Ala Pesach Vachach Yamna Tlosos. The mistake was Reish Kalusa thought you could put the mezuzah up first and then the doors. He knew that without doors it doesn't need a mezuzah, but he thought that it doesn't have to be in that order of doors then mezuzah. He thought it could be mezuzah then doors. From Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said no. Shetzarich lamed atlasos tchila. You got to put the doors first. Shayamar tali dasha bereisha. And he says beautiful diuk. What does Rav Nachman tell him? He doesn't say hang doors. He says hang doors first. Why add that word? First. Elamai, the Reish Kalusa was planning on hanging doors. So Rav Nachman said, you got to do that first before the mezuzahs. According to Tosfos, it's the key is Tali Dasha. I'm sorry, if you're going to... Yeah, according to Tosfos, let's see how he says, V'lom or Tali Dasha. The Kavanasa, what the Rambam means is, De'im keperish chachmei l'nil. If you say like Tosfos, shul laheker tzir, that all you need the door for is to figure out which way it goes. Lo yilu l'nachem l'mer tali dasha bereisha, eli tali dasha below tevis bereisha. You should have just said hang a door. You never say hang a door first. The point isn't that one has to come before the other. The point is I just need to see which side I'm supposed to put the mezuzah on. Ubeis Yosef sim reish pevav shevi chufas ramam isa od lashon. Beis Yosef quotes another lashon. Shahilu l'rav nachman l'mer. Im kaperish chachmei l'nil ha'ein lo desha. If Tosfos is right, what Rav Nachman should have said to the Reish Kalusa is, how am I supposed to put up mezuzah? There's no door here. He shouldn't have said put up the door first. He should have said there's no door here, and therefore I can't tell. I don't have enough information. But says Rav, according to me, that everyone agreed that there needed to be a door in order to be chayav mezuzah. It's just a question of when you need to put up the door. Can you put it up after the mezuzah, or does it have to come before the mezuzah? Then it's meduyik in the lashon. They said tali dasha bereisha. Shemi lashon zeh mashu shloi efshel l'nachem l'kvav mezuzah kodem shaman adlasos. That this lashon implies that it was not possible for Nachman to put up a mezuzah before the doors are up. V'lo rak mitzad chashash shemi yamin adlasos bekert tzir l'tzad acher. Not just because the door was going to be going in the other direction. V'shvil chashash zehari shaparit zruch lomer tevus bereisha. For the concern of the wrong direction, so that we understand, says Bereisha, kibin de be'etzem yachol kvoa af ata, because there's nothing wrong with putting it up right now. Rak de choshe shema acher kach yikva letzad ha'acher. So says Rav Moshe like this. According to the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, without the door, could you have put up a mezuzah? Is there a problem with putting up a mezuzah without a door? So he says, according to what this guy with Taina, that you could choose whichever side, without a door, you could put up a mezuzah without a problem. It's no problem. You're allowed to put up a mezuzah without a door on whichever side you want. And then when the door comes, you'll see if you were right or wrong, and you'll switch it. So that's no big deal. So why did he insist that you have to put the door up first? Why did Nachman say, put up the door, just put up the mezuzah? You've got to switch it later. You switch it later, like you were saying. So says Rav Moshe, it must be that he couldn't put up the mezuzah because he didn't know which way the door went. So it must be that you don't have a choice. It's not that you have a choice which side to put up the mezuzah on. 1 second. So let's get to what Rav Moshe actually holds. So Rav Moshe says, so what? So where does that leave me? You can't choose. So what do you do? So you can say you must put a door there? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to put a door on something? That's just not mistaver at all. I have a mitzvah in the Torah to call Jamie, my friendly carpenter, who always gets my name wrong. You know, he's going to come and say, "Hi, Mr. Lieberman, I'm here to put up your door." So I have to do that. Because otherwise I don't know which side to put up the mezuzah on, and I can't just choose. Rav Moshe says, "Nah, that's ridiculous. It can't be that you have a chiv to put up the door." Elamai says, "Rav Moshe, you don't need a mezuzah. Unbelievable, no? It's a doorpost. There are two rooms that definitely count as rooms. Legabe hilchos mezuzah. It definitely goes from one room to the other." Rav Moshe says, "Pater from mezuzah the gamri, because whenever there's no halacha that tells you which side, melad no sides." Unbelievable. That's from Moshe Shita. But anyway, I bring that in now because his rayas are based on the Rambam and the Tosfos. He does point out though that if it becomes clear to you at some point that you use it in one direction more than the other, you got to be paying attention because then it becomes chayiv in mezuzah. Then you're gonna need to put it on the right side, going in the direction that's more frequent. Yeah.
Does it say that it's like more of a b'di'evid though? Like, should you try to like do all you can to like make it
to create a chayiv?
Or is it just as good as if you don't have a clear way?
Yeah, I don't think it would be any different than putting up random doorposts throughout your house in the middle of rooms just to, where you're clearly not chayv to do that. Wherever you have a Teresa Pesach, you chayv to put up mezuzah. I don't think he's saying even l'chachila that you need to go put up a door. It sounds like you're saying it's just
unpatted. He said that maybe the reason why he didn't want to put up the mezuzah before a door is that if you're making the bracha when you're putting up the mezuzah and you know that you may end up having to switch the...
Oh, good. So he talks about this possibility, that it could be when you put up the door later, the issue is not... Meaning, what do we say? What if you put up a mezuzah now, and whichever side you want is right for now until you put up the door? No, but it could be when you put up a door later, it's a glay mislim afreya, that was really the akitzad. And therefore, you made a bracha levatala by putting it on the wrong side the whole time. That could be. That's a definite possibility. Anyway, bottom line is, we have three shittos in Rishonim over here in terms of what in the world is going on in the Gemara. The Rashash over here quotes a medrash that seems to support the Rambam, where the medrash in Parshas Veschanan writes, "Imasisa lecha delas hamitzvos melavos oscha shnemer ksaftam amuzuz beisecha." If you make a delas, then you have mitzvos around you at all times, because then you're going to have a mezuzah, a door. Sounds like you need a door in order to be chayv mezuzah. But here's the shaila. Tasav lo menasvei. Someone raised it before. According to the Rambam, if I put up the mezuzah before I put up the door, is it a violation of tasav lo menasvei? Since it's not chayv until the door is up, so is it tasav lo menasvei if I put up the mezuzah before I put up the door? That's the shaila within the Rambam. So the Shach in Reish Pei Vav Sivkot Nechaf Hei writes that if you kaveh the mezuzah before you put up the door, it's pasul. Tasav lo menasvei. And in fact, several Achronim write that way as well. The Chai Yadim writes that way. Klal Tes Vav Kitz Shulchan Aruch writes that way. Several Achronim write that way. It's going to be pasul if you put up. And that's Pashtus, right? I think that would be the Pashtus. That if you hold that's one of the requirements. It's like it would be the same as not having a doorpost before, when you put up the mezuzah, right? Karen Ora, however, disagrees. Karen Ora suggests that even according to the Rambam, that you need a door, still you could be the kovei of the mezuzah before you put up the door, and it's not a problem of tasav lo menasvei. Karen Ora here in Menachos Lamed Gimel, and the Nitziv in Hamek She'ela, Shil Tukuv Chav Zayin. And they prove it from the Rambam's Lashon himself. Listen to the Lashon of Rambam, Perkei Halacha Ches. Chatach Kanev, the Hichnas Bo Mezuzah, if you cut a reed and you put a mezuzah in it, v'achar kachiber, and then you attach it to the door, v'hemid min hakol mezuzas ha-pesach psula min reshekadma kfiyas ha-mezuzah la'asiyas mezuzas ha-pesach. Rambam says, if you put up a mezuzah before you put up your door post, it's pasul, it's tasav l'manasoi. If the Rambam held that putting up a mezuzah before you put up a door is pasul, shouldn't he have said that? Meaning, when painting a picture of what tasav l'manasoi is by mezuzah, the Rambam says, if tasav l'manasoi happens when the mezuzah is up before the door post is up. But he has a much bigger chiddush. Even if it's after the doorpost is up, but before the door is up, according to the Shach, it's a much bigger chiddush. That would be Tasav L'Manasoi also. Why doesn't the Rambam say that, says the Karen Ora? Because the Rambam must hold it's not a problem of Tasav L'Manasoi in that situation. Another Raya. The Rambam, Parag Vav Halacha Hei, Uma'amidin Hadlasos V'achar Kach Kovenes HaMezuzah. You say, wait a second, that's a Raya the other way. What does the Rambam say? Put up your doors and then put up your mezuzah. But, the Karen Ora says, that's not a very strong way of saying it. What he should have said is, Im hemid ha-mezuzah kodem adlasos, pasul, or something like that. Ma'amidin, it doesn't even write, chayiv laha'amid. It's like, this is what we do, this is the normal way to do it. You put up your door, and then you put up mezuzah. So he says, the parav lashon that the Rambam uses implies that it's not really necessary to put up the door before you put up the mezuzah. So this is the machlokas achronim. So a number of questions within the Rambam. Number one, according to these achronim, why, according to the Karen Ora, to the Netziv, why isn't it Tasav L'Manasoi? No? If in order to be Chayv Mezuzah, the Pashtos is like the Shach. If in order to be Chayv Mezuzah you need a door there, so it should be Tasav L'Manasoi. If you put up Mezuzah before a door is there. No, just Pashtos. Why isn't it Tasav L'Manasoi? So, in order to answer that, over here in the Otzer Iyunim, in the Masifta, he has a beautiful Mahalach. He says as follows. There are two ways to understand the Shitas HaRambam that you need a door. The two theoretical ways to understand the Shitas HaRambam, Eitan Shari raised it the other night. I don't know if it was in Shir or in Seder, but number one, you could say that a house that has a Pesach without a door is not called a house. It's psul in the house. It's not a dira that's royally shtamer. In order to have a viable house that you can live in, you need a door. Without a door, you can't live there. So it's a chesaron in the bias. It's one way to understand it. In fact, several achronim suggest that way, that without a door, it's not a beis dira because you can't use it for any davar shel tznius. Fine. The other way to understand is, no, that a doorway without a door, it's a house. It's just not a doorway. And a door without a door is a chisarun in shar. It's not called a shar. And in order to be chayiv mezuzah, it needs to be a shar. And that's why the Torah was mechayiv to be koveya mezuzah only in sha'arim, but not in a place that doesn't have a door. In fact, if you look at the Tshuvas HaRambam, that's what he really says. I mean, they're arguing based on the Rambam and Mishnah Torah. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRambam, he says pretty explicitly that it's because it's only with a door is it called a shar. The whole chisaron is in the door, not in the bias. The other achronim could still kvetch out of it and say, no, the Rambam is explaining to you what the din in the Torah is, that it's not called a shar of a bias, but that's because without a door, the bias is not a makom of tznius. And therefore, it doesn't fit what the Torah says, bisharacha. Okay, but whatever it is, those are the two tzadim. Either it's not a bias, or it's not a door. Right? Those are the two possibilities. So says the whoever wrote this, the anonymous rabbi who wrote the Otzer Iyunim, that the Keren Ora maybe will say as follows. Why is it not Tasav L'Manasoi? Tasav L'Manasoi is when you put up a mezuzah in a place that does not yet have a chiyuv. And there's a chisaron in what we would call the Iker HaMechayiv. If I put up a mezuzah and there's no room there yet, so then, that's Tasav, and then I build a room around the mezuzah, that's Tasav L'Manasoi. But over here, the room is there already. If you say, like the second side, that the room is there already, it's just a chisaron in shar. So that would be not a chisaron in the ikra mechayev, that's a chisaron in one of the details, in one of the tenaim that you need in order to be chayev in mezuzah. But it's not in the ikra mechayev, the room is chayev in mezuzah. Elamai, the room is only chayiv mezuzah when you have doorways that are made to certain specifications. So I'm missing one of those specifications. I'm not missing the ikur chiyuv. If not having a door was started in the room, so then ain't a chinami. By not having a door and putting it up, it's tasav lo manasi, when then later put up the door. But if not having a doorway doesn't make it that you don't have a room, it just makes it that it is a room and it's chayiv mezuzah. It's just that I'm missing one of the tanaim that I need for mezuzah. So maybe that won't make it tasav lo manasi. You're just missing a tonight study. A side condition that's not part of the ikra mechayiv. Now, if that's correct, or even if it's not correct, what about the following case? What if you paint your house? So when they paint your house, what do? They take down the doors to paint the doorways and everything, and then they put the doors back up. So let's assume, like the shach, that l'shitas Rambam it's tasav lo manasui. L'shitas Rambam it's a problem of tasav lo manasui. To remove the doors, I'm sorry, to put up the mezuzahs before the doors are there. So when you take down the doors, what did you just do? You've made your house a house that's not chayiv mezuzah, right? And the mezuzahs are still up. What? So does that matter? Does the fact that when you put it up originally, that the original asiya was an asiya, does that help if it went through a time period of patur? Or do we say no? And now it was patur, then it became chayiv again, and since it became chayiv, it was there the whole time. You never did anything. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim. Over here in the Sefer Pischei Mezuzos, in Simon Reish Pevav, Sif Tezvav, in the Biurim, he quotes two deos about this. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba. And where else does this come up? This comes up by tzitzis, right? Tasav lo manasui comes up by tzitzis. So what would be the equivalent case of tzitzis? What's the equivalent case? You have a beggar of dal kanfos, you tie strings in all four corners, then you round off one of the corners, and then you square it again, somehow. So is that okay, or is that not okay? So by tzitzis, we already have a machlokas. You know where else this comes up? Where else do we have tasav lo manasui? Sukkah. What happens if I have a sukkah, and this will throw a big curveball into the whole thing? I have a sukkah, and it used to be when I was a little kid, we lived in Brooklyn, and my parents used to build our sukkah in a way that we had an awning that we were able to roll out from our house. It was always attached to the house year round. It provided shade when we needed it, but really the only time we ever used it was on sukkahs when it was going to rain. So we'd roll out the awning, and it would protect the sukkah. Now, obviously, when the awning is rolled out, you can't sit in that sukkah, right? So it passed it. So is that a problem with tasav lo manasui? When I then roll the awning back in, do I have to move the schach again for it to not be a problem with tasav lo manasui? Same issue. It had a shasa kosher. I didn't build it with the awning there. The awning was rolled up when I built it. And then, sometime in sukkahs, I rolled it out. Then I rolled it back. So is it a problem with tasav lo manasui? Or to make it even more challenging, there is a shita. This year in Sukkah, there is a shita. Let's just call it that. We'll call it the shita sagra. Let's say that when it's raining on Sukkahs, your Sukkah is a Sukkah psula. It doesn't have a shame Sukkah. So if it rains on Sukkahs and then the rain stops, tasav lo manasui. And a sukkah psula just became kosher by itself. You didn't do anything. So are all those cases the same? Can you be mechalik between the case of the rain versus the awning versus the tzitzis versus... Yeah?
Well, talk about kavias, the sukkah is only for a temporary structure or whatever.
Does that matter in terms of tasav lo manasui?
It might.
Okay.
Well, the sukkah case, the sukkah is not changing itself at all. It's just the side... periphery issues like the awning is covered with the sukkah itself.
Good,
same.
As opposed to...
since it's the actual garment or the doorpost.
Right, the door. Good. So, meaning the home is chayiv in mezuzah. The beged is chayiv in tzitzis. The sukkah is the sukkah. Now, there could be things, overhangs and trees and whatever, that passel it, but that's not the sukkah. So that's more external to the sukkah than the sukkah itself. So let's see. There is a... Beis Yosef quotes Shita Sarashba. Rashi was asked about a talis mitziyetzes kilchasa. You had a talis dal kanfos, tzitzis on all four corners, then you cut it in half. So now what do you have? And it was a very large talis to begin with. It's one of those Simchas Torah talis, which, by the way, are apostle talis, because no human being would ever wear them. So anyway, you have the so you cut the talis, in half, and on each half you now have two tzitzios, right? And each half is large enough to use. So to sew them back together, is that Tasav Lomanasi? That's what the Rashi was asked. Right? It's exactly our Shaila. When you originally put the tzitzis, it was chayiv. Then you potted, you know, then you cut it off, so you passled it. So now can you just sew them back without rehanging tzitzis?
Can you say that's a different case?
Why?
Because there is becoming its own entity.
What do you mean becoming its own entity? Okay, good. Maybe it's a good chiluk. So says the Rashba, it's not tasav lo menasoi. She imato omer kein talis she nikra mimena miktsasa tia psula elim kein yatir kol tzitzil seha. What if you have a tear in your talis that passes it? You're not allowed to repair it. You have to untie all your tzitzis and retie all your tzitzis again. Rashba says that's ridiculous. Can't be. So it must be that it's not a problem tasav lo menasoi. So the Rashba takes a very clear stance, right? However, Prichadash, the Taz, they disagree. Taz, or Chaim Sim Tezvav Sivkot and Gimel, he doesn't disagree with the Rashba. He understands the Rashba different. He writes as follows, the way he's quoted here in Pesachim Mezuzos. According to the Taz, Kol ma shehita Rashba litbar talis shenechlek al shnayim hu rak ba'ofen shehesir satzitzios me'achelek shebo lahosif v'rak la'achar shechibro lebeged mutu litlo satzitzios mechadash. He assumes that the Rashba is saying that, yeah, you can sew it back together as long as you remove the tzitzis and put them back on. Then you can sew them back together, and then you're good to go. But, I mean, then it's obviously not Tasav Lomanasli if you're removing tzitzis and putting them back on. Shelo yala la das lomar sharashba hitar l'chaber sachelik hanitbar ima tzitzios biyachad. Can't be. So the Taz clearly understands that it can't be, that if that it's still going to be a problem Tasav Lomanasli, even if when you originally put it on, it was kosher, and then it later became possible. And the Ramah, he writes, Hashulchan Aruch Sim Tafresh Chav, where is it? Mishabura Kasav Diyesh Lahachmir L'chadchil L'kitaz. Mishabura says you should be machmir L'chadchil like the sheet of the Taz. Good? So that's in Hilchas Tzitzis. So now go to Hilchas Sukkah now in our minds. And the Shulchan Aruch Sim Tafresh Chav of Paskins, that if you make a sukkah underneath a roof, and then you take away the tiles of the roof, it's kosher, it's not tasav lomnasui. Because the psul is not in the schach itself. The mishbura calls the bach that's machmir. He says it is tasav lomnasui. Even though there's no psul in the schach itself. So, says the Rambah, mutu lasos hasukah tachas hagagos ha'asuyos levtoach v'liskar. My case of the awning. You're allowed to make a sukkah underneath those roofs that open up and close up. Demutu l'sogar m'pnei ha'gasham v'lach sol paskan. Meaning, make it out in the open air. When it rains, you can close it. And when it stops raining, you can open it up again. And the Mishavura says, that's mutter according to everybody. That's for sure mutter. So Frecht, the Pesachim Mezuzos, on the Mishavura, when it came to the tzitzis, he said we should be machmir l'kashita sataz. That even though you put it on originally at a time of a chiyuv, and then it had a time of ptur, and then it became chayiv again, he said we should be machmir l'kashita sataz, take off the strings, tie them up again. Yet when it comes to sukkah, he's totally comfortable, not going like the Taz. What happened to being machmir like the shittas of Taz? So he says, you're chiluk. He says, it must be that there's a difference between when the problem was a problem be'etzem ha-cheftu, when it was a problem in the cheftu itself, versus when the problem was something external, like by the awning. That's how he's mechalik between the two dinim. But anyway, so we have this machlokas about tasav lomanasui as it relates to the shittas ha-Rambam. Now, there's another kasha that the Achronim ask on the Rambam, on the Rambam Shita. Taras HaKodesh asks on the Rambam, Miklash Ma'at, others ask on the Rambam. The Gemara, we learned, Lam Gimlam Beis, says that an Achsadra is Pater from Azuzah. Why is Achsadra Pater from Azuzah? So we quoted this Gemara already a few times. No, it has its source of Pesach. Why is it Pater? Because it has beams, but those beams are support structural, and therefore they're not going to be Chayv Mezuzah. Does an Achsadra have a door? Doesn't. Achsadra is just an open gazebo. So what's the Havamina? According to, how does Rambam read that Gemara? The reason Achsadra is put from a mezuzah is because the beams are only structural. Mashma, had the beams been there to create a Pesach, to create an image of a Pesach and not just structural, it would be chayv and mezuzah. But the Rambam holds it in the door, it's not chayv and mezuzah. Yeah?
He's saying, like, maybe how we said about the Shar Chata, that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Ah. Good. So several achronim suggest that a bayis needs a door. But a nechsadra doesn't need a door. Even the Rambam says that in order to be chayv and mezuzah, he's talking about what a bayis needs in order to be chayv and mezuzah. Why? Because without a door, the bayis isn't usable as a bayis. You can't have a house without a door. But an achsadra is meant to be used without a door. So that's why it's going to be chayv mezuzah even if it doesn't have a door. It would turn out that according to the Rambam, your bedroom, bathroom, well, bathroom anyway doesn't even, but let's say your bedroom, let's say a married couple's bedroom in particular, if it doesn't have a door, would pasha not be chayv mezuzah. But other rooms in the house that don't have a door would be chayv mezuzah. So the door between my kitchen and my dining room, according to the Rambam, doesn't have a door, but it would be chayv mezuzah. Why? Because it's still usable. It's perfectly functional. It's more functional without a door. So it works great. But a bedroom, let's say, where you need a door, it's not functional without a door, then it would be part of a mezuzah. That's the Pasha Teretz that they give for the Rambam, and that ha'ara about the bedroom and about the other rooms, my brother quotes in his notes, I put in the Mar Makomis, source number 14, from the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at. Now, wait a second though. If we're going to accept that, so we said before that the Rambam writes that what's the psul of not having a door? We had two possibilities. That it's chesaron in the shame room, that it's not a room if it doesn't have a door, or that it's not a door, it's not a doorway, it's not a shower if it doesn't have a door. This explanation only fits if you assume what? That it's chesaron in the room. Right? Because it doesn't have a door, you don't have the privacy, it's not usable as a room. But chesaron in the shower, it has nothing to do with it. So, then there shouldn't be any. If it's chesaron in the shower, it's nothing to do with the usage of the room, there should be no difference between an achsadra and your house. So we're back to the kasha on the Rambam from the achsadra. So Kes Mishnah says, okay, it must be that the Rambam understood that achsadra has a door. It's a little bit dochak. What are you going to do? Right? If you say it like that sad, you have no, what else can you do? You have to say, it must be, he's assuming like that sad, that he must be assuming that the achsadra has a door. Now, what if you have a door and no tzurus haPesach? Is that chayv mezuzah? Is door something that covers for tzurus haPesach? It's such an overarching thing that it even, or is a door something that's in addition to needing the tzurus haPesach? Now, I would have said pashut. I would have said double pashut that without a tzurus haPesach, it's not a Pesach. I don't care how many if you have a door. In fact, that's how the Chazon Ish holds. However, there's a sheet of Chasam Sofer and a Tshuva or Chaim Sin Peches that with a door, it's according to the Rambam, the door is so chashuv. Once you have a door, it's Chayv Mezuzah. What? How do you read the Rambam? You need 10 Tanaim. But maybe it's building up or something. I don't know.
But the
Shtemiz is exactly. Shtemiz is, if you have a Delas, then you wouldn't even need the Shtemiz. Yeah, that's hard.
He also says if you don't have any of these conditions, it's not
a... Right, very hard. Now, the Gemara said, Pischi Shimai. What does Pischi Shimai mean? It doesn't have a proper Tzurus HaPesach, right? So Pischi Shimai don't need a mezuzah. According to the Rambam, these Pischi Shimai, did they have a door or did they not have a door? There was a mess up in the Tzurus HaPesach of these doorways. Did they have a door? According to the Rambam, they must have had a door. Why? Because otherwise they'd be part of the mezuzah anyway. Right? They had to have had a door. Otherwise they'd be part of the mezuzah anyhow. Because the Rambam holds if they don't have a door, they're part of the mezuzah. So it must be that we're talking about a Pesach that has a door. And what do we say? If it's messed up, if the Tzuras HaPesach Shabbos is messed up, it's part of the mezuzah. Says Chaznish, it's enough for, forget about the fact that how do you read the Rambam? It's enough for a Gemara like me. Right? You have to say that that's how the Rambam read that Gemara. So, is there any way to be docha that raya? So you could say that no. Maybe I was talking about a Pesach of an achsadra. If you say that that even l'shitas haRambam, an achsadra doesn't need a door, not like as the Mishnah said, but an achsadra doesn't need a door. Why doesn't an achsadra need a door? Because an achsadra's main usage, its ideal usage, is without a door. Which means that you're assuming that the chiyuv of a door in the Rambam is like the tzad, that it's a din in the function of the room and not a din in the din in shar, right? It's a din in the functioning of the room. It's not a din in shar. So if you assume all those things, so an achsadra doesn't need a door. Maybe Pischi Shemai was only talking about a case of an achsadra. Maybe that raya in Chaznish is not a great raya.
Why are you able to say that?
What?
Okay,
make that a kimta. That meaning it's still a shaila, it's nogeya. Right? It's a shaila that would be nogeya. You could have a doorway that doesn't have a door. It doesn't necessarily have to be an achsadra. Anything that's the equivalent. The doorway to your kitchen. Any inside room. If the whole thing is telling the functionality of the room, so the Rambam would say that such rooms don't require doors. Good, so that's the that's the issue essentially with the Shita Sarambam. Now again, in Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? So you saw, I put in the Mamakamos, but again, Shulchan Aruch paskins, Habayis Afal Pi She'en Lo Delasos Chayv B'Mezuzah V'Yesh Misha Poter. Some say that it's potter from Mezuzah if it doesn't have a door. So whenever it's a Stam and then Yesh Misha, so we always passing like the Stam. Shulchan Aruch is telling you that we passing like the Stam. Now, Beis Yosef, in the Beis Yosef, he writes that he really thinks the Rambam is right. He says, but what am I supposed to do? Every single Rishon argues on him. So the Shach says, you still shouldn't make a bracha on a mezuzah that doesn't have a doorway. So the machlok is what the Shach means by that. You don't make a mezuzah on a bracha on a mezuzah that doesn't have a doorway that doesn't have a door. What does that mean? Does that mean that if I buy a house and I need to put up 15 mezuzahs because I bought this nice big house, so I'm going to make the bracha before I put up one of the mezuzahs, and then I'll go around putting up all the mezuzahs, I'll smach that bracha, right? So is the Shach saying, make the bracha on the front door, and then go put up that? Don't choose as your one door that you're going to make a bracha on the door that doesn't have a door, the doorway. I keep saying the doorway that doesn't have a door. Don't choose that because according to the Rambam, it's not chayav mezuzah anyway. Choose your front door. Or is the Shach saying even more than that? That I have all my mezuzahs up from weeks ago. For some reason, I forgot to put up a mezuzah on a doorway, and it doesn't have a door. So I need to put up a mezuzah right now, and there's not going to be another bracha. That even in that case, I shouldn't put up the mezuzah. I shouldn't make a bracha. Meaning, how much respect is the Shach giving to the Rambam? Is he saying we legitimately have to be choshish for the Shitas Rambam, or only lechumra to be choshish for the Shitas Rambam? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. What the Shach exactly meant by that? Okay. Now, what about if you had something that was a door, and then you take away its status as a door? So there is a. Let's see the Gemara first. The Gemara Menachas Daf Lamedal Menalef. Since verse number 16 over here, most of the Gemara we saw just the first part that I'm interested in now. The Gemara says, "Well, first we're just going to talk about if you have many doors, are you chayiv in each door, or you're not chayiv to put mezuzah in each door." So says the Gemara, "Lul pesuach min abayis la'aliyah. Amar Rav Huna im yeshel pesach echad chayiv mezuzah achas im yeshel beis pesach and chayiv b'shtei mezuzos." Amr of Papa Shema Mina Midrafuna Hai Indrona de Islay Arba Bavi Chayiv Ba Arba Mezuzas. Avram Avinu's tent needed four mezuzas. If you have four entrances, that's four mezuzas. That's the Gemara. Problem is, we saw a Gemara in Lamed Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara told us Hai Pischadayil Bei Rebbe Lebei Midrasha Lo Havala Mezuza Lo Kasha Hadavida Kisuksa Hadavida Ki Istura. So what did the Gemara say? Yeah, all the mezuzahs were. We said that the one Pesach that was used as the like entranceway from the house into the Beis Medrash didn't get a mezuzah. Why? Because the other side had a mezuzah, the other doorway had a mezuzah. So wait a second. What do you mean? Because the other doorway had a mezuzah, right? How could you? I thought every doorway needs a mezuzah. The Gemara Lam Gimel Manal says beferish that one of the doorway that's barely used, that's not rugil, the Gemara says, doesn't get a mezuzah. So what do we do about that stira between the two Gemaras? So Rashi has two terutzim, and I guess we'll go into detail on Monday night. I'll just lay out what the two terutzim are right now, but what I want you to look at carefully you know, for Monday, is the two tirutim of Rashi in source number 17, the two se'ifim back to back in Simon Reish Pei Vav and Shulchan Aruch, Yud Zayin Yud Ches, and see Rav Moshe's unbelievable analysis of the relationship between those two perushim and those two se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch in source number 20. The two perushim Rashi gives to try to make it work is, number one, he says that maybe when it's two doorways, so, and one of them is barely used and one of them is used a lot, the one that's barely used doesn't need a mezuzah. But when it's three or four doorways, they all need mezuzahs. Got a question why that should be the case? That's one pshat Rashi gives. The other pshat Rashi gives is that when it was a doorways that used to be in use, people used to go in all of them, even though people stopped using one of them, but they were always, they used to all be used a lot, so then they're all chayv and mezuzah. But when it was a doorway that was never used frequently, there was one doorway that was never really used frequently, then it's not chayv and mezuzah. So that's how two deyos in Rashi had to be miyashiv of the two gemaras. Again, Monday night, take a look at those two deyos in Rashi, the two se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, and the tshuva of Rav Moshe. There will be a parsha shir shmuz after Gemara.